According to Reuters, the U.S. inflation has fallen. Job growth and spending continues to be strong, and overall, the U.S. economy is performing better than expected. But the high cost of consumer items, from groceries to housing, is contributing to American voters' concern about Democratic President Joe Biden's economic policies. But it looks like the Biden administration is going to score a win, as it said it would limit what banks can charge for late credit card payments. So, you could say bye-bye to those $30 late charges. Well, let's see what ABC has to say about this new rule, and I'll give my commentary afterwards.
Alexis, what's this new policy, and how does it compare to the current average late fee?
So the Biden administration, we know, has sort of made cracking down on these junk fees a cornerstone of his economic agenda. And if you've ever been late with a credit card payment, you know those fees can be really burdensome and severe. Depending on the credit card company or the bank, they could be over $40 a month. Right. The average is at about $32. That's still pretty hefty. And so this new rule under the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau would cap those late fees at $8. Okay. And that should be a big savings. They're saying a $10 billion savings for U.S. consumers. Currently, 45 million people thereabouts are late with their credit card payments every month. So this could be a real savings for them.
Oh, as excited as I am that the late fees are going down, I mean, I've been in the financial industry for a long, long time, and I can feel it in my bones that the credit card companies are not going to take this hit sitting down. They are not going to say, okay, federal government, we're going to save the American people billions of dollars. High five to you. Not going to happen. They're going to figure out a way to make that profit. It looks like they're going to drop the average about $32 down to $8 and potentially save families $10 billion a year. But they didn't finish that sentence. It will save them $10 billion a year in credit card late fees, but it's most likely won't save them money overall. And I'm going to explain my reasoning in a little bit, but it has to do with the interest rate and the credit card company's unwillingness to take a financial hit.
So how does the rule affect Americans with credit card debt?
So this rule is coming at a time when credit card debt, we know, is at an all-time high. The Federal Reserve telling us over $1 trillion in outstanding credit card debt. The average family now has about $6,000 in credit card debt. And with interest rates on those credit cards above 20%, it's really hard to get that debt down, especially when now we're seeing late fees or late payments starting to rise because more people are having a tough time making ends meet, putting things like essential food on their credit cards every month.
That's why I keep telling y'all need an emergency fund. I've said it once and I'll say it again. We have to stop using credit cards as our emergency backup. When we first got credit cards, what did we say? I'm only going to use it in an emergency. But this is not your emergency fund. The credit card is not your emergency fund. I'm going to say it one more time. The credit card is not your emergency fund. If you're putting essentials like food and clothing on your credit card, that means your lifestyle is more expensive than your income. There's only three ways to fix it. Either you save more, you spend less, or you make more. That's it. Those are the three. You save more, you spend less, or make more. That is the only thing that's going to fix it. If you're waiting for the federal government to save you, it's not going to happen. They are going to give you the bare minimum to try to get you by, but they will never fix your problem. The only three ways to fix your problems are what? Save more, spend less, or make more. Now, I know it's humbling, but that might mean moving back in with your parents until you can save up 6 to 9 months of living expenses. It might mean not going out to eat for 6 months until you can save up your emergency fund. Because if you don't, you'll continue to spend 20% more per year using a credit card. Why? Because they're charging you interest charges. So not only are you spending on the things that you need, you're paying a credit card company to give it to you sooner. You're paying for convenience. You're paying for the ability to get it now instead of tomorrow. And that is costing you your lifestyle. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't buy the things. I'm not saying don't enjoy your life, but I'm saying don't pay a 20% premium because you can't wait until tomorrow. It just takes patience. Let's keep going.
How are banks and credit card companies responding to this?
No surprise to find they are against this rule. These industry groups are coming out saying it's going to hurt consumers more than help them. They say if they lose that revenue stream or it's greatly reduced from those late fees, they're going to be forced to raise credit card interest rates on everyone. Look, this new rule comes out 2 days before President Biden's State of the Union address. In an election year, there is a lot at stake here. And so far, Biden's crackdown on these junk fees don't seem to be tracking with Americans. You know, the latest poll shows Americans only approve, 34% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's handling of the economy. So he knows there's a lot at stake.
This is so true. Like I mentioned earlier, these companies are not taking any losses. So they're basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. And in an attempt to help those who are stricken by late charges, everyone is going to be affected. I think the best thing to do is teach people how to get out of debt and free themselves from the addiction of credit cards. But what do you think? Is this a win for the Biden administration? Do you think the reduction of fees is going to free up cash flow to pay off balances? Or will people just spend it on something else? If you think credit cards are dangerous, check out this video where Patrick Bet-David breaks down the dangers of in-store buy now, pay later programs that may be more predatorial than credit cards themselves. Because they're very easy to get into, they claim 0% interest for 6 to 12 months, but is that just another trap to get your money? Well, make sure that you click here for more. Well, that's it from me. I may be Ridgeway, the host of Financial Advisor, say the darndest things of my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.